Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again to 99.5 FM, The Word. We're looking at Hump Day. It's the middle of the week. It's Wednesday. Glad you made it this far. For all of you fighting that demonic traffic going out to the west side, we can pray with you for that. I myself find myself moving to the west side in that traffic, and it is a challenge, but eventually we get home. And for those of you on Kailua side, Waimanalo, or the east side, want to thank you once again for tuning in tonight to Free Inside. You know, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for hope and a future." That verse is for each and every one of us, not only for me, not only for you, but everyone within earshot of that verse. As we tell those that are incarcerated and behind the walls, you don't have to be locked up to be locked up. You know, for those of you still surfing the social media wave and you're paddling along, please check out our Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry. And also, for those of you surfing the internet, we do have a website. It's www.freeinsideministry.org. And for those of you who'd like to send me an email and an idea or suggestion on how to improve the program, or maybe how this program has touched one of your ohana or loved ones, that email address is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. You know, it's a wonderful week that we're having so far. I just want to thank everybody for their support for our concert that we had last Friday and for supporting us in prayer. As you remember, the three P's of ministry that I share with you, the first that we would always appreciate and we need is prayer. We need lots of prayer to keep us in coverage by the blood. And also the second P of ministry would be participation. For those of you that are able to volunteer and help out, we really appreciate that. And the last P, which is just as important, is financial. Now, for all my Punahou graduate friends, Usain Bulla, that starts with an F, not a P. I'd like to thank you for your consideration, but I say P because my wife is Filipino, so I can say financial. And as an acrostic, it makes better sense to say the three P's than the two P's and an F. So you get my drift there. Anyway, we just want to thank everyone once again. You know, I know it's the middle of the week, and we're almost in that coasting lane going to Friday. We're getting close to leaving and going up to Saguaro as we were raising funds to go to do the baptism at Saguaro, the home of about 1,600 of our brothers in Eloy, Arizona. Team is excited, and we're just getting ready to go up there. But tonight is a very different program. You know, I'm so humbled and honored to have not one, but two representatives from the Family Peace Center, which comes under the umbrella of PACT, P-A-C-T, which is Parents and Children Together. We are so blessed to have Mary and also Sue in the studio this evening. They've come a long way, all the way from Dillingham Boulevard to our palatial studio here on King Street, and we want to thank the both of you. Please say hello to the thousands of fans we have out there this evening, ladies.
Aloha.
Hi.
As you can see, it's going to be a very interesting program tonight. Okay, so ladies, we have you because now we just are celebrating something special in October. What is October? It's something to do with your organization.
Well, it actually has to do with the entire state. It is the month where we honor DV awareness. So it's DV Awareness Month.
DV. So now I'm the little guy. I'm going to say, what happened to the D to make it DVD? What is DV?
DV stands for domestic violence.
Okay, I'm only asking what all my brothers and Y and I was asking about, because they say, hey, DVD, you want the DV? It's DV, guys, domestic violence. And Mary, now the PACT is the umbrella organization, but you guys deal with something called the Family Peace Center. What does that entail?
So the Family Peace Center offers counseling for domestic violence victims, as well as people that have used violence and children who have experienced violence in their home. So Family Peace Center works with our other Family Peace and Shelter services, which includes a shelter, a transitional house for women who are no longer in crisis but have escaped a DV relationship. And then we have our Family Visitation Center, and that is for people who are co-parenting, formerly parents together, but they cannot get along in visits and exchanges.
Well, you're getting it right to the heart of the matter with the Keiki Oka Aina. You know, and it's interesting when you say that are in crisis, because what I always tell our brethren, our beloved brothers and sisters that are incarcerated, you live in one of two paths. You either live in crisis or Christ, and I choose to have them live in Christ. Amen. But so now you are able to work with a lot of families. As you know, Free Inside Ministry, we do 45 services a month in the facilities, every adult facility here on Oahu. So we deal with those that are locked up 6 days a week. The only night we're not in a facility is on Tuesday. Hallelujah, we get a night off. But we're in every facility. So you're able to work with families of those that are recently released from the Department of Public Safety Systems?
Yes, we have what we call the Kuleana program, and that is for adults who have used violence against an intimate partner or a former partner. A lot of our guys have been arrested for misdemeanors. They come into our program instead of going to jail. So it's an intervention, really, to get them back on the right track in their relationships or to move on in a more positive way from their past relationships.
Mary also said that it's the guys, and it's not always men. It's some women, unfortunately, also get charged and are sent to our program in lieu of going to the courts, through the court system and into jail.
Now, is that voluntary or is that mandated by the court? Is that something their attorneys would suggest, or is that something the judge would pass down to them?
The majority of the clients in the Kuleana program actually are court mandated or mandated by another state agency. However, I believe that most people are told to come because they don't realize that the services are available throughout the islands, both at Family Peace Center and other agencies, for people who have been using aggression or violence toward the person or people that they love.
So let's go real life situation. Say we have someone right now. Say we have a mom with a couple kids, and she's in a bad situation where the partner, be it the boyfriend or the husband, is quite violent. What resources do you have available to help someone in a situation like that?
Well, we have many resources, but we initially start with what the woman, victim, survivor is willing to do. So we don't ever force, coerce, try and convince anybody. What we're most interested in is expressing our concern for her safety and for her children's safety. So the initial process is to educate and let her know that she's not alone. Oftentimes, many of these women go through their lives thinking they are not victims of domestic violence, particularly if they've never been physically assaulted. They don't have marks. They hear about all these horrific stories that, you know, show up on the news. Mm-hmm. But we go by the definition of domestic violence as an ongoing pattern of emotional, sometimes physical, mm-hmm. sexual, and other forms of violence. So it may be an entire relationship based on emotional violence where there's never been a mark left. So violence takes many forms, as I'm sure you know. And then the other thing, I guess the other definition, part of the component of the definition, is that there is intentionality in that relationship. So to maintain an inequality of that power and control. So one family member has greater power over another.
So that's interesting, because you say, like, normally when people think about DV or domestic violence, we always think about the physical aspects, you know, and that's pretty obvious. But according to what you're saying, there's a lot of emotional and intrinsic scarring that's going along that people might be able to see from the outside, but just as damaging, or if more damaging than a physical representation of that.
Many of the women that we've worked with have often said to us that the physical wounds scar over and heal, but the emotional pain still remains.
You know, that's so. But I also noticed on your card, you also have shelters available for people.
We do have a victim shelter that can be called 24 hours a day. There are people available both to take clients in as well as to offer crisis counseling and support. So to access the shelter, you could call 526-2200 and you'll speak to someone right away.
Okay, and so that shelter is available 24/7. Mm-hmm. And that number again is what, in case someone's listening this evening?
It is 526-2200.
Wonderful. Now, is all this information confidential?
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, I'm sure you both have a lot of war stories. You have a lot of stories of victory and triumph and people who have overcome tremendous setbacks. What do you think for I always think about the moms out there that think they have nowhere to turn and they think they're looking at a dead end. What is the hardest thing? Is the hardest thing for them to just admit that they need help or for them to come forward? Or where does the process get challenging for them, you think?
Well, research has shown, and as well as what we've experienced here on Oahu, is that the women come to us mostly for their children's sake or for their partner or maybe soon to be ex-partner's sake, mm-hmm. that they consider their needs as last. So we often get calls to say, you need to help my husband, he has a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. Or you need to help my kids, they're out of control mm-hmm. and they're copying the dad. Mm-hmm. They're swearing at me. Yeah. They're using all these horrible words and they're 3 and 4 years old.
Oh my goodness.
So we hear that, and of course it's an initial process of hearing her and mm-hmm. validating her experiences, letting her know she's not alone mm-hmm. Because one of the tactics that's often used in these relationships is one of isolation.
Yes.
So she doesn't feel like she has any support. So it's a very slow process of her hearing and not dismissing her own feelings and mm-hmm. her own experiences, which oftentimes these women are very quick to say, well, it's not me. I don't want to worry about me. I want to worry about my kids. You need to help my kids now.
You know, we came across that recently when we did the Convoy of Hope. We've done it for the last 3 years, but we have a prayer tent. And the honored guests have gone through the entire area that we have, and they've gotten, you know, just before they come to get their groceries, so they might have gotten a free haircut. They might have got some free clothes, a free backpack with school supplies. The kids probably went through the kids zone. They got a free lunch. And so it's right before they get their groceries, and they have to come to the prayer tent. And we always ask them, is there anything we can... First, we ask them, have you had a good time? Of course, they're going to say yes. And then we say, have you gotten something to eat? Because we know it's all free. So they say yes. And then we ask them, is there anything we can pray with you for? And once again, they'll say, pray for my kids, pray for their family. But they never, a lot of the women, they never think of themselves as needing prayer. And then once we get through praying with the kids, say, can we pray with you? And then they break down and they realize, I need prayer too. You know, and it's not, it's just that's how moms are. You know, they're like the mama lion, you know, take care of everybody. I'm all right. But deep down, they're the ones that are carrying the emotional burdens. They're the one carrying the emotional scars. And they're trying to protect their children so much to the demise of their own selves, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I think once the light goes on and they realize that, and then they're able to look at themselves, they say, wow, I am boss up inside, you know, and it's just you get that little crack in the veneer and they realize. And I think a wonderful thing about your program is you're able to walk with them along those steps, but show them how can you really take care of your kids if you don't take care of yourself first? Because then the kids are the ones that are really going to lose. So I think when you achieve that paradigm shift or that change of thought process that you're so able to do so effectively with them by loving on them, by nurturing them and not condemning them or judging them, just trying to help them along the way, I think that's a process that they're not used to in their lives. Have you found, now tell our people out there listening, let's have a feel-good story. Let's eat a warm and fuzzy story. The junk and a point. For you guys going to see on the radio, they're playing junk and a point right now. And I seen the finger come out, so that's dynamite. So that means Sue wins.
Well, I work with the children and the mostly the non-offending parent, which turns out to be the mother. Mm-hmm. And we've been running this program for, I want to say, 17, 18 years. We're probably one of the oldest on the island as well as in the country. And wow. Recently we were granted a wonderful grant through the federal government. Thankfully, we're still getting
still
money.
Open.
Yeah.
Well, the government was still open. Hallelujah.
And now we have the ability not only to be successful as we have been before with doing group work with our children mm-hmm. and with their parents that come to us, but we get to also work with them individually and carry the good work that we've done in the groups forward. So this is a feel-good story from a group that I had done with a 9-year-old girl who was terrified of being alone without her mother. And when she came to group for the first time, she hung onto her mother's purse and was screaming, no, no, no. And we gently and kindly had them separated. And then she dashed off into another room. And then we had to do our group counseling around a box she had found for herself in a group room. And so we just had group, and we just talked to the box, and we said, knock if you want to say yes, yeah. knock if you don't want to say no. And we did this for 3-4 weeks.
Wow.
And by the fourth week, we had the box open, and we asked her if she would be okay to invite other people into the box. And we still had the box. And she was then able to start sharing about the things she had experienced watching her dad be, quote-unquote, mean to her mom, and how she didn't like it, and how it made her really scared. And she was afraid that something was going to happen to her mom when she was out of her eyesight. Mm. So that was why she was clinging on to her.
How old was this girl?
She was nine.
9 years old. Unbelievable. 9 years old. Well, I'm sure you have at least one feel-good, warm and fuzzy story, Mary.
Of course, I have so many to choose from. It's just hard to pick one.
Pick your top 12, and we're going to go.
I guess I'll talk about one client. He finished about a year ago, a young man in his probably mid-20s. He had, before coming to us, he had been abusing his partner. His children had been witnessing, and he had been abusing some drugs and alcohol as well. He, through the court systems, was able to get clean and sober. So he's someone who he really didn't want to be there at first. He ended up leaving the program a couple times and then coming back to us. So I believe it was his third time around, he was taking it very seriously. This is at the point that he was clean, sober, and he was ready to make changes. He went from being someone who did not want to be in the program initially to being someone who was really encouraging the other guys to change. He was really setting a good example in the group. We're confident that he's a better partner and better father at home. He actually, when he was getting close to leaving the program, he said that he wanted to continue to be a part of Family Peace Center. He wanted to volunteer or do something.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we're going to be working with him so that he can share his story with new clients that are coming in, because he's just made such amazing changes for himself and for his family.
Well, you know, I have to give a personal testimony to Family Peace Center. It was back in 2001 where I was available to go through their program with Brother Louis Poval, very colorful brother. And I went through their anger management program, and it was about halfway through the program, going in kicking and screaming, but halfway through the program realizing, wow, this stuff might work, you know, and the light goes on. And when you're able to apply yourself, I think like in any situation, once you're able to apply yourself and you're able to understand that all they're trying to do is help you. And I strongly believe that, especially in their anger management program, if that was something that could be taught at the intermediate level, at the earliest, and even the high school level, I think our young adults would have a lot better opportunities, a better chance of success in their relationships, knowing that, you know, there are other ways to do things. It's not about arguing who's right and who's wrong, but it's about how you get along in a civil manner. And, you know, many times we think of it as having language barriers or cultural barriers. But, you know, in those classes, you've got everybody, you got people from all walks of life. And the common denominator, the common thread that weaves that fabric in that class is, we need help. And I think everyone who's in a relationship could use some improvement in their relationship skills. And Family Peace Center, they are an avenue that's available sometimes when it's gone too far, but there's always an opportunity to repair the bridge. But I'm talking about not even breaking the bridge, having those tools available before you get to the point where you have to go because it's court mandated or it's something to repair a relationship. And I just think it's a wonderful program. Now, you mentioned you have more. Is there more than one facility available on Oahu?
Well, on Oahu, we have our main office on Dillingham, as you had mentioned, but we offer group counseling all over the island, from Waianae to the leeward side to Windward and Town. And then on Maui, we have Maui Family Peace Center as well.
What would be a good contact number for someone if they needed more information on Family Peace Center?
They can call 832-0855. Our office hours are 8 to 4:30, but you could always call and leave a message at any time, and we'll get back to you within a day.
And that number again is, Mary?
832-0855.
Now, what if someone wanted to get some information? You know, we live in the internet age, and everybody's on their iPhone, smartphone, and Android phone, and the Portuguese Lolo phone. But anyway, what would be a good website maybe to get more information if they wanted some? Possibly, Sue can look that up. I had two blank looks, but they were lovely blank looks. But, you know.
We're on www.PACTHawaii, that's one word, PACTHawaii.org.
Now that's one, and that's pretty much point and click, and they can get more information.
Yeah, if that website has access to all of our different programs as we gain some and lose some over time, and up-to-date information and good news, and then from that website you can click onto any one of the individual programs, and that takes you to yet another place.
Now, you see, because people understand, they might have heard of PACT before, and you know, it's a great acronym, it's a great an acrostic for parents and children together, but that is, like you were explaining to me, that's a big umbrella that covers a lot of things. So Family Peace Center fits right under that umbrella, as you were mentioning.
Yes, PACT actually has been around for about 50 years and is a multi-service social service agency. We have, besides our domestic violence programs, we do early Head Start, Head Start. We do some economic development, child abuse and neglect. And we have a teen center at KPT.
Oh, wonderful.
And a family support service on in Kalihi as well as in Kaneohe side. So what's wonderful about being part of PACT is that it gives us access as Family Peace Center to the other programs and other resources. So if, let's say, mom has gotten out of a relationship and is struggling to make it on her own, she can go learn how to form a business and keep better financial records by going to a program in one of the other programs, or send her kids to Head Start, early Head Start.
Now, I know there's a lot of people out there, and they're probably in a situation where they're trying to juggle too many plates to speak of, but they know they need some help. They're in a situation that's not positive for them or their kids. And one thing that's going to be going through their mind, I want to go check out this Family Peace Center, but I don't have money. How much does it cost? So maybe you can share something about that.
We do not deny services to anyone. So if you pay us $1 million, you'll get services. If you never pay a cent, you'll get services.
Well, maybe that's how the people with the million made their money, is they never paid anybody, but we're not going there. So you do not, your doors are always open then?
Our doors are always open, yes.
You know, to all of those that are listening out there, especially to my brothers and sisters that are incarcerated, you know, we come in and give you the message, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the hope and future that you have according to his plan, but we all make mistakes. And so if your loved ones are out there and you're still inside, you're going to be locked up, but you think that they could use some of these services, you know, have them go down, and, you know, I'm sure that Mary and Sue can help them along the way, but also you have to be doing your part on the inside, because it's not always the people you're pointing your finger at. Because every time you point one finger away, you still got three coming back at you. But we just want to remind you, it's never the end in the road, it's the bend in the road is where you're at. How can you have your greatest comeback if you haven't had your greatest setback? I always tell you, my brothers and sisters, that God didn't put you in a storm to blow you off course. He put you on that storm to blow you on course, to get you back on the right, straight, and narrow. But it's all about choices, and it's about choices that you can make. But, you know, in the Family Peace Center, now you said you've been here, it's been around for, PACT has been around for 50 years, and the Family Peace Center has been around for about how long, you think?
About 25 years.
25 years. So that's probably before you were even born, Mary, but we're not going there. And Sue and I were probably in diapers when they formed this thing, but, you know, we're about 30-ish. And, you know, but it's over the years. Now, we were having that discussion. And you can't really, it's kind of like an ebb and flow with the amount of people that come through your doors. Do you notice anything economically or in society that would trigger an increase? Like, say, for example, during the holidays, we always talk about the holidays. Do you see more people coming through your doors during the holidays? Because it's really not the happiest time of the season. Sometimes it could be challenging. But what causes the flux? Do you guys even have an idea, or is it just as it goes?
I think that during the holidays, that's when families are often trying to hold it together. Mm-hmm. A lot of victims are just trying to make it through the holidays with a smile on their face for their children. However, we do see that in the first quarter of the year, we have those who came through the court system and were arrested around Christmas time, around New Year's, even Super Bowl, and even around Valentine's Day. Wow. And they're coming into the program a couple months later after having gone through the court system.
Kind of like the postpartum blues right after that. You know, a lot of people put on the happy face. I mean, come on, get real, folks. I mean, holidays are a challenge, man. I think that's the most stressful time, whether you have a family or whether you're alone. Both sides of the fence, it's very, very stressful. And that's because we're trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know. But we have to be right with ourselves and have a right relationship with Jesus Christ. That's how you make it through your crisis, when you have Christ in your boat. But Sue, any closing remarks before we wrap up tonight's wonderful program?
Well, I was thinking about the word empathy, yes, being one of those words that carries us through at Family Peace Center, because I think that for our folks going through the Kuleana component, to learn to have empathy for their partner, for their children, to be able to put themselves in somebody else's shoes and be accountable for their own behavior. For the women that go through the victim survivors groups, to also learn to have empathy for themselves, because they're usually putting themselves last. And for their children, to acknowledge that sometimes, well, first of all, that what went on between mom and dad or mom and whoever is not their fault.
Amen.
That it's somebody else's fault, and that these are grown-up things. And that we often hope that they learn to honor all their feelings, that all their feelings are okay, even those uncomfortable ones.
Any closing words on your side of the fence, Mary?
I guess if there was one closing word in particular, it would be Kuleana, which is the name of our program, because really it's about having Kuleana accountability for the actions that you've used, the words that you've used, and the choices that you've made, and a responsibility going forward to your family, to your loved ones, and really just making the right choices in the future. I think it can be really difficult, especially for men, to reach out and say, I need help.
Oh, yes, exactly. That's some of the most difficult words to come out of any man's mouth.
But I have to say, the guys that do show up every week are very brave with, you know, the things that they share and the help that they ask for and receive. So it's out there.
Well, you know, I believe your program embodies something that we see in our prison ministry, Free Inside Prison Ministry. I call it the three C's. They make a choice to take a chance to change their life. And that's all it's about, just taking a chance. But, you know, you got to get out of the safe zone into the faith zone. You got to get out of the boat, and you got to start walking on that water, because your lifeguard is right ahead of you. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight once again. You know, we've had a wonderful program. And it's just wonderful to have our friends coming in from Family Peace Center to share their mana'o today. Remember, ikeakua ka ho'onaniya. To God be the glory. Remember, you're too blessed to be stressed. And instead of getting messed up, let's get blessed up. Talk to Abba Father tonight. Call him. Say, hey, I'm having a bad day in my cell. All he wants is a relationship. Remember, God made man and man made religion. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Get some rest.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.